From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Steve Inskeep. Today, President Bush proposed a way to keep talking with North Korea, the country that the president has included in his axis of evil. The president said he wants to draw the North Koreans back into multi-nation talks about its nuclear program. The North Koreans are demanding a non-aggression treaty from the United States. Now, today the president refused to do that, but he said the U.S. would consider making a written assurance that it has no hostile intentions. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports from Bangkok, Thailand, where the president is attending an Asian economic summit.
The Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum was founded in 1989 to promote trade in the region, but politics tends to overshadow the annual APEC summit. On the president's first full day in Bangkok, North Korea took center stage for the Bush administration because of Mr. Bush's meeting with China's president, Hu Jintao. The president thanked the Chinese leader for hosting two rounds of multilateral talks in Beijing aimed at curbing North Korea's nuclear ambitions. North Korea has set a condition for resuming the talks with the U.S., China, Russia, South Korea, and Japan. It's demanding that Washington sign a treaty of non-aggression against Pyongyang. At a meeting today with Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra, President Bush rejected that demand.
We will not have a treaty. If that's what you're asking, that's off the table.
But the president said he was willing to consider giving North Korea some sort of assurance in writing that the U.S. has no hostile intentions. U.S. officials say that possibility is being explored here in Bangkok with the other countries who participated in the earlier talks. Terrorism also is a big topic at this year's APEC summit, especially after yesterday's broadcast of an audio tape purported to be the voice of Osama bin Laden by the Al Jazeera network. President Bush says that broadcast illustrates the need for greater international cooperation against terrorism.
This is still a dangerous world, and that tape just points out exactly what I meant.
U.S. officials say that at this year's summit, they will try to convince other APEC members to expand the organization's agenda to include security issues. The U.S. argues that in today's world, security is integral to economic stability. With all of the attention on North Korea and security, President Bush did make some news today on the economic front.
And this morning I'm pleased to announce that the United States and Thailand are planning to launch negotiations toward a free trade agreement.
The president also said the U.S. will designate Thailand a major non-NATO ally. That allows Thailand to purchase more U.S. military equipment, a reward for its cooperation against terrorism. But on one important economic issue here, the U.S. thus far has made little headway. Washington wants China and Japan to stop intervening in their currency markets on grounds that it gives them an unfair trade advantage. Neither China nor Japan has expressed any intention to accede to U.S. demands. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Bangkok.